This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as we deal with the difficulties of shipping on the Mississippi River, we have to look at different ways to get our goods overseas. While it doesn't account for more than a small percentage of the ag goods we ship, the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Seaway do provide us another waterway to use. However, there are issues with that avenue as well, and it isn't water levels, it's labor disputes. We'll talk about it more right after this.
The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Your productivity, profitability, and sustainability are top of mind this harvest season for you and for us. From increasing soybean demand worldwide to determining what conservation practices best suit your farm, the Iowa Soybean Association has your back every step of the way. Unlock your field's full potential and harvest the benefits of farmer membership by visiting iasoybeans.com.
As we look for alternative routes with a lower Mississippi water level, we look at the Great Lakes and the St. Lawrence Seaway, but theirs closed down because of strikes with the lock workers between the lakes. Mike Steenhook is of the Soy Transportation Coalition, and he talks about the situation.
It's an unwelcome development. Now, I think it's important to keep a broader perspective that the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway is only responsible for 1% of total U.S. soybean exports. It pales in comparison to the 55% that leaves from the Mississippi Gulf or the 25% that is launched from the Pacific Northwest.
Steenhook says we need to have every available avenue to use in case we need them.
You know, one of the things that we continue to try to convey is that in the midst of a lot of these supply chain challenges and low water conditions on the Mississippi River is a preeminent example of that, is we need to have as many options B, C, and D available. And that's one of the real big lessons that we've learned amidst of all of these supply chain challenges that we've had over the last 3 years is don't put all of your eggs in one basket. The more you can diversify your supply chain, the more options you have, the better position you are to be successful.
Seaway management offered a pay increase of just under 9% to dock workers, and the union immediately rejected this. Unifor is the union, and their national president is Lena Payne. She says that how the offer was nowhere near what the union was asking for, so they went on strike.
The employer's offer was nowhere near where they need it to be. As a result, we have strike action, and we'll be back at the table actually on Friday. We've had word from the federal mediator that they're bringing the parties together. We have not had a dispute in the St. Lawrence Seaway for 55 years. So that'll tell you the seriousness of the concerns that our members have.
Unlike the United States, Canadian farmers depend heavily on the St. Lawrence Seaway to export their goods. Brenna Mahoney is the general manager of Manitoba's Keystone Ag Producers.
Farmers depend on selling their product in a timely, efficient way. By not having the place to do that or having backlogs and bottlenecks, that prevents farmers from being able to flow their goods. It's already making a bad situation globally worse. There needs to be a negotiation, and the workers need to be able to get back to work and get this moving.
Now, as was mentioned earlier, both sides are back at the negotiating table, but don't let their rhetoric fool you. While they may say they are back at the table in good faith, it's because Canada's federal government has ordered both sides back to the table to get shipping opened up as both the United States and Canada, as well as the rest of the world, use the St. Lawrence Seaway and the Great Lakes to ship goods back and forth. Shipping on the Great Lakes does not just include agricultural products. It obviously is one of the great highways for iron ore products, fertilizers, and much more. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.